Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Brad Huskin is back with us and celebrating his 10th anniversary. How about that? This we're going to go ahead and call it the anniversary, because it was just one more day. It'll be official. And Brad has been with us now for 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust, as the outstanding sales expert that he is, president of IAS Training, author of at least two books, I'm a Salesman Now, a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be back with you again. I didn't realize it's been 10 years since you...
Can you believe it?
Holy mackerel. We're not getting older. We're getting better, though, right?
And that's exactly right. 10 years we've been doing this together. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Congratulations
for hanging on.
To you.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks. So, Brad, what's... We got this economy thing going on. We got this recession thing. They tell me we're in a recession.
You've heard that too?
I heard about that. I don't know if I believe it, but they tell me that that's what's happening. What's it doing for salespeople? How are salespeople dealing with all this these days?
Well, the salespeople have been affected just like everybody else has, I think. And one of the things that I'm really concerned with business owners is that I understand that cutbacks have to be made, and we have to try to maintain some type of assimilation of profits and all those types of things, but I'm encouraging people that the last thing they want to cut back on is the training that they offer their people, because now in this economic situation, it's more important that we have fine-tuned selling machines out dealing with our customers as opposed to just clerks.
Yeah. Well, we've got this weird thing going on in our business cycle, Brad, that happens to us, especially small business owners. Not so much big companies. Big companies seem to train regardless of what's going on. They seem to, because they got enough people that they can cut people loose for a day or two for training or whatever. They don't ever stop. But the small businesses are not like that. We're kind of weird about that, because when things are going great, when we can afford the training, we don't do it because we can't afford the people to be gone for training.
Right. Yeah.
But when the things are slow and we think we can't afford the training, but we have the time, we don't do it because of the cost. Now, so that means many companies never do training.
That's exactly right. And some of these big companies you referred to, they have human resource departments that their whole job is to hire and train people. And with the small business person, they have to have some version of a human resource department, whether it's one person or whether it's the owner of the company or whoever it is that's doing it, has to be responsible for making sure that the people are trained to be as effective as they can be. And one of the things I've been preaching lately is that today we just can't rely on our advertising and marketing to bring customers in the door. And we have to train our people on things that they can do in order to drive traffic into a business. You know, one of the simple things is, are they asking every customer that they deal with now for a referral or a recommendation? If they're not doing that, there could be a potential source of new customers that they're losing out on and not having the opportunity to maximize the opportunity that presents itself just dealing with customers that are already happy with you.
You know, Brad, one of the things that I'd like to get people to do is think about a customer. You know, obviously you're going to treat them like a friend. You're going to treat them like family. You're going to do everything you can to make them happy. But at some point in this encounter, I want you to think of them like a platform. See what you think about this, Brad. You know, a jet fighter, an Air Force, Navy, Marine jet fighter, is not an airplane. It's a weapons platform. It's a platform to deliver weapons to the location where the weapons can be deployed. If you think, if at some point in this encounter, you think about your customer as a platform, they're not only a platform for doing business with you themselves, but also maybe for doing business with you that you hadn't thought about because you didn't ask them a question. Maybe they're part of a referral platform. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and it's a great analogy that, you know, one customer can make you or break you in terms of driving new customers into your business or in shying customers away, as a matter of fact, because we all know that every time somebody buys something, they're out showing it off to people.
How many times have you met with someone, spent a lot of time with them, and at the end of the time that you spent with them, they said, you know what? As it turns out, you've done a good job of explaining what you guys do. I'm not a prospect for you, as it turns out, but I know somebody who is.
Well,
and because you did a good job, they turned you on to the best customer you ever had.
Exactly.
Happens all the time.
That's what I'm trying to tell people, is that you just can't sit back and wait for things to happen. We have to make things happen today. And if, in fact, some of these business owners aren't getting involved in their communities, in the Chamber of Commerce, and the Lions Club, and the Rotary, and, you know, breast cancer awareness and the children abuse and spousal abuse kinds of organizations, just getting out there and getting to know people.
Part of the being part of the community.
And getting involved and giving back to the community, I guess, is the avenue where I'm coming from.
So you're calling that part of training, aren't you?
It's part of training and part of the name of the game of selling. It's not who you know, it's how many people that you know that you can drive into your business.
So what you're doing is you're really expanding this concept of training to a more global attitude. It's not just training on how to close the sale, training on how to sell your products and that sort of thing. You're talking about training to be more holistic in your approach to customers.
Oh, absolutely.
To and where the customers are coming from and how you meet people and that sort of thing.
You know, I've read some stats that as much as 60-70% of a company's business comes from 30% of its existing customer base.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe to be true. But what they're not publicizing a lot is that we're losing as much as 30% of our customer base on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are they going? Could be the competition, could be lots of different places, and I hear music in the background.
Maybe it means that they're just not into you anymore.
Maybe.
Not that into you anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It happens all the time. And of course, that never happens to me. I mean, people love me once, they love me forever.
Exactly.
20 after, right back with Brad Huskin. You love him too. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is? The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that song is the Little River Band, obviously. We're celebrating Brad Huskin's 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Brad Huskin, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to have lasted for 10 years, isn't it?
I know it. And if you keep your nose clean, we might let you hang around a little bit longer.
Well, that would be a great time. Yep, absolutely.
Folks, be sure to check out my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and thank you for doing that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, which I think you'll like. I've got a couple of blog posts, most recent ones. One's on golf and Arnold Palmer, and the other one's on small business banking, the last two. So check those out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JimBlessingame. Brad, are you on Twitter yet?
No, I'm not on Twitter yet, but I've got people looking into getting us involved.
Well, when you get on there, we'll follow you, so let us know. Give us your website.
It's www.iastraining.com, and right there in the bottom left-hand corner is a link to the Jim Blessingame Show.
All right, good deal. And don't forget, folks, they can find your books there too, can't you?
Absolutely. My books and DVDs and training programs and my new Train the Trainer course that I've introduced this year.
Train the Trainer.
Yes, we're now training people how to be trainers, how to drive the message home, and how to get it across.
So you're empowering people in the businesses to be little brads. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I've always thought when I go into a business to a consulting project, the ultimate goal is to replace myself.
It's a little scary to think about all those little brads cloning around out there in the country, across the country. But I can see where that's really a good investment for these people. It's one thing to invest in you coming in or somebody training their people, but if you actually leave a little bit of you behind in the form of a trainer, when you get new people, they can use that person to train the new people rather than having you back right away.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been facing this realization that the sales manager, trainer, business owner, if he wears that hat, is probably the most important person in the organization when it comes to making sure that every customer is being served and served correctly and being closed and being delivered the goods that they want and all those kinds of things, and turnovers and takeovers and positive feedback, positive reinforcement, coaching when they're doing wrong. All those things lie directly on the plate of that sales manager, sales trainer person, and teaching them how to be effective. I haven't run across a school that's doing that yet in a way that is up to date with current technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's good for you. I'm glad you're doing that, because that's a great way to really leverage the investment that they make in training. And so, folks, as you're looking for training programs out there, think about that. I mean, you know, when you talk to people who are offering you training programs, ask them what they're going to do to leave some of that behind, so that it's not just, so it's more than just the training you put in their heads. It's somebody that's in the organization that can reinforce that training, right? And bring the new people along.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to go back to these businesses over and over and over again. I'd rather have one business tell 10 other businesses they got to hire me.
Right.
And come to this course. So,
exactly.
You know, I'm building my business exactly the same way that we're telling these people to build their businesses through your show. So
what? Let's talk about some specifics in terms of helping people with sales through the rest of 2009. I've been reminding my audience that 2009 is a survival year. If you survive 2009, you had a successful year, in my opinion. But at the same time, I'm also saying that the only way you can survive is to sell something. And what I've said is that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Exactly. And as long as there's competition still operating in your industry, then there's a sales gain available for you if you just go out and get it. And, you know, that's one of the things we just started talking about. What can salespeople do to drive traffic into the companies or into the stores or into the organizations, where we mentioned one, asking every customer for a referral. Another way might be to get out there with your business cards and start handing them out to everybody that you come in contact with. I don't care if it's the grocery clerk or the postal clerk or the cop writing up a ticket, hand him one of your cards and say, here, I'd like to write something up on you sometime.
Don't give them three cards.
No.
Don't say, would you give this to somebody else? You don't have a right to do that. It annoys me when people do that. You've had people to do that before.
Absolutely.
You've got a right to give somebody your business card. You don't have the right to ask them to give your card to somebody else.
No, and, you know, I've heard people say that, you know, ask customers for a referral, and if they give you one, then hand them your cell phone and ask them to call them. And I think all those things are way too pushy and aggressive and not up to date with the times. But, you know, and another thing that people need to do is actually start focusing more attention on their existing customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And getting on the telephone and setting it up so that people, when they have a want or a need for your product, your name comes into mind.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, I don't know what the repurchase cycle is on a lot of different items in a lot of different industries. You know, for example, it used to be a known fact that people would buy a new home every seven and a half, eight
mm-hmm.
years. Well, that may not be the case anymore. How often do they use a landscaper, buy new windows,
mm-hmm.
or get new siding, or, you know, any of the types of businesses we're dealing with? I just don't know what it is anymore, and you better keep in contact with your customer base on a regular basis.
Because those things are changing. Hey, Brad, give us that website one more time, please.
It's just iastraining.com.
iastraining.com. Brad.com. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Anniversary again.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Brad Huiskin, ladies and gentlemen. That's Huiskin, Brad. And he'll be back. I will be, too, after the news, after the break. Steve Kaplan is with us. Stay with us. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.